powered and employee-owned brewery may be found at newbelgium.com.
KUSF San Francisco.
Love. We don't usually start the show with two songs. So what's going on? Why is this day different than any other? Just Another Menace Sunday. Uh-oh, it's a pun. What do we do now? Well, several reasons. One, because this is only, I think, show number 5 or 6. I was just telling our special guest here in the studio that I've done live. You know, pick a beautiful day to do it live, right? So Kate's playing games on the iPhone, and I'm playing games in Studio A and B here at KUSF San Francisco. And those first two songs, in fact, now I'll have to ask our guest if he can do the list, because I don't know if the Independent is going to do what they're supposed to do on a Sunday, so we'll have to find out. But nevertheless, those are two artists that you can see tonight at the Independent if you go there, and they're both wonderful. And I've been reading the reviews of the show, and boy, what a treat it's going to be. A-Camp, who you probably know because we've been playing them on their show, and Gentleman Reg, who you also probably know. Hi there, it's Dennis the Menace. It's Just Another Menace Sunday, hour number one, what we like to call interviews with rock and rollers of note, hour number two, what I like to call all new melodic rock and roll, which is just a big excuse to play music that I like and that you go out and actually purchase, which is kind of scary. And we're winging it more than usual today because Gentleman Reg just made it in time, was going to play some tunes live. And by the way, I want you to know we had the same thing with Marshall Crenshaw on Friday night, live too. So this is welcome to old school KUSF. So we're going to do an interview, and then we're going to do the musical sandwich literally live. We're just going to have Reg pull music, and we'll see what we can find in the KUSF library, although I think you'll be amazed. It's kind of scary, being that this radio station's been on as long as it has, that it all seems to work. So let's first go over to Studio B. Reg, are you there? Uh-oh. Hang on, are you there? I'm not hearing you. That is issue number one. This is very bizarre, because this has not happened before with these microphones. Let's see if anybody's changed anything. Let me just try one other thing here quickly, just to see. Reg, are you there now? Uh-oh. All right. This is kind of interesting. This is the first time somebody has been in and messing with the microphones in Studio B, and that is not a good sign. So you know what? Is that one working? No, they're not. Okay, you know what we're going to do? This is what we do here. What track do you want me to play, Reg, from your CD while we get the microphones working? Which track would you like? Just hold your hand up and tell me which track you want me to play. Track number 2. Hang on, kids. Okay, we're going to listen to one more song from Gentleman Reg while the microphones get working here at KUSF. In all my years, that has not happened before.
Some nails and be part after morning comes laughter. Fight back memory, make room for new love to place. In a structure, you hide yourself away. Alone, get through the day. A cocoon has no longevity.
Be Gentleman Reg. At least my microphone is working. It's just another Men of Sunday. And Reg and I have just decided to literally just hang out together here in Studio A at KUSF. So how are you?
I am very good.
You're good now that we're here, right?
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to only talk for about 10 minutes because nobody really wants us to hear us yak for that long. But your bio, this is the most intriguing thing to me, is that your bio says U.S. debut. So your first two albums were not distributed here. So this, it's kind of interesting because you've been here with tons of bands. And your first solo, according to my research, 2002.
Yes, that's true.
So what took so darn long to get an album here in the U.S., Reg? What's the deal?
I know. You'd think with the proximity of Canada to U.S., it would happen sooner. But, you know, I was on a little label. It was called Three Gut Records. And there were some bands on that label, like the Constantines and Royal City. And it was just a small little thing that was.
So they had no distribution here in the U.S. The issue.
Yeah, that was the biggest issue. And then subsequently, some of the bands on that label got U.S. deals, like with Sub Pop and Rough Trade. And I just
You took your time.
Yeah, exactly.
You were waiting for the right moment.
Yes, which was Arts and Crafts.
So many Yanks, however, know you from your association with one John Cameron Mitchell and that lovely part that you had in Short Bus and being involved in the music for that.
Yeah.
So tell me what it was like to work with him, because character among characters, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, he's, for my film debut, he was definitely the sweetest director, most understanding. And I knew him because I used to be in this band called The Hidden Cameras.
Yes, and, that, you know, and it's funny because I went back and looked, because there was a track from, I guess it's two albums ago, that's where the story starts. Now, mm-hmm. Were you in the back? I don't think you were background vocals on that track, were you?
I was mostly in the live band.
Yeah.
I didn't do a lot on the records.
Yeah, because that band is a fave on this, on this radio show. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, I did the first couple years with that band. And through that, we used to play New York a lot. And John Cameron saw us there. And that's actually how we met. And then we just sort of had a bit of an email correspondence. And when he was casting for the film, I think it was right after I had sent him a music video, and I think he maybe liked it and saw that, you know, I can I look all right on film or something. And then he just said, oh my God, there's a part for an albino and you have to come down to New York. So.
It's kind of an interesting reason to get cast, but you know yes. what? It works. It works for all sorts of people, right? It works mm-hmm. for people of color. It works mm-hmm. for, you know, gay people. It works for straight people. It works for people with lisp. It doesn't really matter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's whatever it takes. And obviously other parts that you do in films are not going to be because of that particular talent.
No, exactly.
As the case may be.
Although I have done several other art projects.
Right.
As an albino. So it's this thing that follows me around.
Well, you know, who is it who said you use what you've got?
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
You know, this audience knows, you know, bald guy from New York. Oh, you guys didn't know that. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Blew it. That's why radio is so good. I have to do this in my full announcer voice because, you know, if you were being interviewed, you know, on American Bandstand back in the day, Dick Clark would say, you've hung with Canada's elite since a young age, you know, because you were in a band with Timothy Kingsbury from the Arcade Fire at yeah. what age? 13?
Oh, not quite.
But a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, we were in our teens, it's true.
There was no fire at that point.
There was no,
you might have hung in an arcade, but that was about it, right?
And, of course, the drummer in that band went on to be in the Unicorns and Islands. So
right.
So pretty interesting little beginning to my band.
Yeah, and you also have worked with another band that... Well, what's really interesting, and this audience knows this, my mom was from Montreal, Canada.
Okay.
So I grew up, again, a couple of decades hence, but I would go to Montreal every summer and get into the Canadian rock scene. And it's still interesting that bands like the Hidden Cameras, they get a little play here, but then there's Sloan, who mm-hmm. is played on this radio show every moment I possibly can, because I think they're one of the great, they're huge,
wow.
there, right? And they're one of the great unsung yeah. bands, you know, in Canada. Although they do come here and they do pack venues like the one you're playing tonight.
Right, okay.
But still, they're an unknown band here in the U.S.
Right. That's interesting. Because
yeah.
They had that beginning, you know, they started out on Geffen. Early 90s, but
right.
Since, you know, have
yeah, they had one
faded.
hit.
Yeah.
Right? But that's
that was
the
a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. But in Canada, they're still huge, right? And don't they, like, do...
Oh, yeah.
They do big venues in Canada,
right? Oh, yeah, for
right?
sure. Like, they, yeah, thousands of people.
Yeah,
for sure.
So from your perspective now, you've signed with Arts and Crafts, which is a good thing because you're surrounded by... like kind. You're surrounded by some mm-hmm. really, you know, surrounded by the t-shirt that you're wearing right there, you
yes.
know, by stars and by those BSS guys who
yeah.
you've also been known to wander on stage and
yeah.
and hang out with. So that was, you know, you took a few years to kind of really make that decision, didn't you?
Yeah, it did take a long time. I mean, they were always around. We were close because, as you said, I used to sing with Broken Social Scene, and they were fans of my music, and they were fans of the Hidden Cameras, and they were fans of the little record label we were on, the community vibe of it. But there was just never the right time. It wasn't until that label folded and I, you know, didn't have a home that sort of stepped up. But as it works with business, I mean, it has to be the right timing, and you know, for them, they have to have a slot for a new record and all of that. So
right, and
it
now,
took longer than we had wanted, but,
longer than you had planned.
But
that's rock
sort
and roll.
Of all worked out, yeah.
That's rock and roll. And they put out, now, did they put out the compilation yet of your first two albums? I know that is
yeah,
that out?
Yeah, that's just an EP called
right.
Little Buildings.
Right.
And has tracks from those records. And that came out just in the winter.
Right. This came out in what, February?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new record.
Right.
Is out here.
So in concert, for people who are going tonight, it's more than a rumor that you've you come out and do a little duet with
That's
Nina.
True.
Now, did you? I mean, it's an interesting pairing to tour with because, as I always say on this show, you know, and maybe you heard me say it, but we do what I call new melodic rock and roll. But really, what that means is the songwriting has to be good. The players have to actually know how to keep a beat and play. And in my case, it has to be as good as what I do on Friday nights, because that's six decades of rock and roll. So it has to be, mm-hmm. it has to hold up. And, you know, you get 100 CDs a week and this comes and I pop it in and I say, ooh, I like this. Mm-hmm. And then the A-Camp CD comes in and I say, ooh, I like this. I can play these.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting pairing. How did you hook up with that tour? Because that's been a tour to quite a bit of venues, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 3 weeks all through the States predominantly. And they have with them, they have a keyboardist by the name of Em Griner, and she's from Toronto. And they are friends. So I knew Em, and that's ultimately how I met Nathan Larson, who is Nina's husband and was in the band Shudder to Think in the 90s. So it sort of happened through Nathan and I just literally emailing and chatting, catching up, and our records came out at the same time, and we were looking for tours at the same time, and you know, it sort of just, it literally just happened, because we don't have a U.S. booker at the moment, so, you know, had to use my resources and hook that up.
It's the three words, whatever it takes.
Yeah, and it works. I mean, stylistically, it's a really good match. Their fans seem to appreciate it.
So how did they come? Was it like the first show or the second show, or did you plan this little...
The duet?
Yeah.
It was two shows in, because I had never met Nina, and I knew the first A-Camp record, but I didn't know the new one yet, because it just came out. And two shows in, she asked me if I wanted to do the duet, because their guitarist in the band was doing it, who's Swedish, but he was more than happy to give it up, because he's doing all this other stuff during that song. So she asked me, and then a couple shows, you know, it took me a few days to learn it, because it's kind of complicated, actually, the melody, and it's a full-on duet, so you really have to know your part. And we've been doing it ever since. So we've done it.
Fun. Something for people to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I won't embarrass you, but I do a lot of research for these. And one of the things that I talk about with bands, especially in this day and age, is what it takes to survive. Because, you know, even if this is the greatest record that ever lived, mm-hmm. it's not going to sell a million copies anymore because mm-hmm. people don't do it. If you sell 20,000, 30,000 copies, you know, and then get your downloads, you know, it's all about merch. It's about touring mm-hmm. relentlessly. And so I read this, which was from a Toronto newspaper.
Okay.
And this told me a reality, which I loved, which said, when he isn't exchanging pleasantries with affable locals, Reg is working in the same spot on Queen West, refilling waters and bussing tables, sometimes even when indie rock stars who don't have day jobs come in. And you said, I was working when Broken Social Scene's Kevin Drew brought Tom York here. And I didn't tell him I was a singer because he's Tom York. I just kept doing my job.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate humility, though.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Because it's not like you're off the apple cart for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, I do. I have to, you know, wait some tables 2 days a week. It's only 2 days a week. But
it's what it takes to survive in rock and roll,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and especially Canadian rock and roll. And I was, that happens a lot. Like my friends, Broken Social Scene or Feist or, you know, Peaches or people stop by and I serve them and it's, you know,
and you're
a
thinking,
little
wait a minute, you're not, it's like, excuse me, but I just did a tour and I just was in front of thousands
of
people.
Yeah. It's a, you know.
Maybe there'll be a role reversal because, you know, Peaches, oh no, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I love her.
No, she's been on this show. So
okay.
I'm allowed to. One of the stranger interviews, I must say.
Yeah.
You know, it was definitely me kind of darting around to see where I was going to go there and what I was going to get next. You purposely chose Jet Black for the album for a bit of irony, needless to say, but also to imply this was a serious rock and roll album. It's not like, this is not a, you know, even though much has been written about We're in a Thunderstorm being a dance track, mm-hmm. you know, the journalists, you see, luckily I'm not a journalist. I'm not here to dig any dirt up. I'm here to actually help you sell this darn, you know, this darn recording. I know what my job is.
Okay.
But you want people to understand that this was a serious rock and roll album. This was not playtime at the zoo.
Yes.
And that was the implication when you know,
with the name. Yeah. It was a change. I wanted to sort of switch things up. I thought it was a good time with a new label and new players, because the band dissolves when the label dissolved, and there was a lot of changes. So, you know, I even thought about changing Gentleman Reg for a while, just start completely fresh, but
well, okay, so you know, normally I ask bands all the names that they came up with, you know, to get to their name, you know, like what, you know, you think about A Camp, you know,
yeah.
what did they, you know, well, let's see, well, it could have been D Camp, but we decided we wanted to be first in the record racks.
Yeah,
we wanted to be in the early part when people got there.
Yeah.
You know,
I know name, I mean, I'll, yeah,
what would
be
you
honest,
have changed it to?
I'll be honest, my first drummer, Jamie Thompson, came up with Gentleman Reg. So that was not even my own little creation.
Right.
But that's because I'm horrible at coming up with band names. So I
the
wouldn't
Reg.
Want to...
That was, you can hear it now, like a progressive DJ.
Yeah.
That was the Reg and their new album, Jet Black.
it definitely would not have had my name in it anymore. It
or
have...
Reginator.
Yeah, okay.
That when you do the hard rock AC/DC album, right. That was Reginator and Jet Black. I think it works.
Yeah. Okay, I'll write that one down.
But, no, don't. We come up with really bad names. No, do not take anything I say and use it. Believe me, it won't work. It's a bad idea.
The idea, I wanted like a band name, so to get it away from just me, because as you can hear, the record, it's not like a solo folk record. It's,
right,
you
know, by no stretch. Yeah, tell me about the players.
Well, my longtime drummer is on there. We had been together for 7 years, and he's unfortunately not—he's not on this tour. He's playing with the Great Lakes Swimmers right now. But he and I made the record with a producer, so it was literally the three of us for a long time. And then we brought in a bunch of friends. So
you have all the right friends.
Yeah,
you couldn't have a. But it's kind of not like you went on through. Excuse me, I need a bass guitarist.
Yeah,
you know.
It's good. Bri Webb from the Constantines did the lead guitar. And I got Katie Sketch from the organ to sing. And Liz Powell from Land of Talk to come and sing. And a friend, Simon Osborne from Royal City to play bass. And I don't know how big these bands are in the States, but they're all like fairly nominal Canadian bands. And... yeah, the guest list on this record is smaller than the last, but
I know, but you'll find more as you go along,
yeah,
undoubtedly.
Yeah. No, my last record was stacked, so I think I consciously...
You know, I'm thinking maybe the next record, it's people I didn't talk to where I work.
Yeah.
Except you start talking to them and you say, okay, here are all the people I didn't talk, and you write them a note and say, look, I didn't talk to you, but I'm doing this new record.
Right.
And then get them all to be on it.
Okay.
It could be something different.
Yeah.
So we do this thing called a musical sandwich, and for the audience, this is going to be fun because we are going to wing this.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is two of your songs is the bread, and we've done this with hundreds of artists, and songs by other artists in between. And what's going to happen, boys and girls in the audience, is that Reg is going to raid the KUSF stacks, so who knows what you're going to hear in the next half hour. But tell me what we're going to open. Tell me about the song that I'm about to play, and tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, this is a song called How We Exit. It's actually going to be a single from the record. We just made a video for it, which is going to come out in a little bit. And it's definitely one of my favorite tracks. It started out as this little acoustic number, and then as we arranged it, it really transformed into this sort of new wave rock song. And we got a saxophone player in there, and it's definitely one of the favorites live too.
Well, very cool. Well, what we're going to do is we will kind of back announce everything that we come up with, you know, a little bit before the hour. So tonight, the independent Gentleman Reg, and he and I are going to chat. We might have something for you at the end of this half hour. So let's see what happens. Here's Gentleman Reg on Just Another Menace Sunday.
Yeah.
say it's true. I just can't lay back in fact. It's a habit that can be abused. Acting is it, I will never quit. I gained some convictions in my 20s. Hope I never lose my head. Pacific. Pacify us when we're done. If only we weren't always spun. I feel so far away from home. Always so far.
Mind and happiness. El Camino's in the west.
go down off the coast too far. Almost dry out off the coast too far. I'm flightless, your dust ain't nowhere to start.
Your dust ain't nowhere to start.
Happenstance.
That was a really good song. Who played that? Whose song is that? I like that song.
Oh, thank you.
Do you like that song too?
I do like that song.
Do you like that song? Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, and no one has referred to this. Did you listen to a lot of T-Rex and Mark Bolan when you were a kid?
Well, it's funny. I didn't, but I get the T-Rex comparison with that song.
Yeah, it's interesting.
In particular.
Because, you know, you're me, and you put on a record, and you don't know anything about the artist some of the time, and you hear it, and you go, wow. And I've listened to and play a lot of T-Rex, so that's a good thing.
Oh, good.
Well, no, because it's a very modernist. I'm not saying that you're taking me back to, you know, Bang a Gong, Get It On, or Metal Guru, or whatever, but it definitely... to me, that's a good thing when it reminds people of music that they love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in your musical sandwich, that was track number one off the new album, which is called?
It's called Coastline.
Which is called Coastline. And then Flaming Lips Superman. I know they're a favorite band of yours.
Yes. Yeah, we love the Flaming Lips. And we were just listening to them in the van just the other day, and which is why I had them in my head. And that's probably I think that record is pretty classic and
absolutely
solid.
Yeah, Superman is great. Now tell me about Helium. That was an interesting selection.
Yeah, that just caught my eye. I love Helium. They're not around anymore, but Mary Timoney is around, and she came up on this tour because she's a friend of some of the people in A Camp and lives in Boston. So.
That's where the name's. I spent a bunch of years in Boston. That's where the name is very familiar.
Yeah, and we were hoping she was going to come to the show, but she didn't make it out. But I just thought I would play a little Helium.
And you can't go wrong with a little PJ Harvey, who's going to be in town in just 5 or 6 days here.
Okay.
But then Cornelius, and it's interesting because as you handed me the CD, you said, by the way, this is a strange track. And I said, so this is KUSF.
Okay, good.
Not an issue. So tell me about that band.
Yeah, Cornelius is from Japan. And it's one guy for the most part. It makes little studio records. And that was the first one, I think, that really broke through. I don't know how many records he has, but that was the first one that was sort of out in North America in the 90s, probably. And it's all over the place, from little electronic bleeps to full-on rock songs.
And we like them all. That all works for us. Well, thank you, Gentleman Reg, or whatever name you decide to become in the future, for sharing the hour with us. So I think we winged it pretty darn well, don't you?
Yes.
I think it all worked. And so the record is available, obviously, because it's been out. Now, are there going to be any new little secret stuff? Are there going to be any B-sides, any other stuff coming out?
There's talk of an EP in the fall.
Cool.
So we have a bunch of stuff recorded that is just sitting around. So we've been talking about doing that. And there's a whole bunch of remixes that people have been doing for We're in a Thunderstorm and for How We Exit, actually. So we're trying to find a home for a pile of remixes.
Well, that sounds good to me. Well, thank you so much. And basically, everyone, I do not think it's sold out. We know it is selling well, but head for the Independent tonight. Reg was asking me how the venue was, and I informed him that not only is it good, but you're all going to show up. So you're now under moral obligation. A Camp, Gentleman Reg, Independent tonight. Thank you so much. We will be back with hour number two of Just Another Menace Sunday, a rare moment, Dennis the Menace, live in the studio. Right after we do something good.
Having a companion can make all the difference when a person is faced with a chronic and life-threatening HIV infection. Paws, also known as Pets Are Wonderful Support, is a nonprofit group that cares for the pets of people struggling with HIV and AIDS. More than 200 volunteers go to the homes of clients who are incapacitated by illness. Paws volunteers help with veterinarian trips, feeding and cleaning, grooming, dog walking, and more. Paws is one of the beneficiaries of the San Francisco Bay Guardian Community Fund. For more information on how you can support Paws, call the Community Fund at 415-255-3100. That's 415-255-3100. Brought to you by your four-legged friends here at 90.3 KUSF.
Well, it's a pretty rare Just Another Menace Sunday because yours truly, Dennis the Menace, is live in the studio. Kate has been hanging out in Studio B and playing games on the iPhone. And what we're going to do is we're going to get into hour number two, New Melodic Rock and Roll. We'll have a couple of things to give away. And Kate is live to do what she normally does in hour number two, so there's no engineer to hit CD number two, just me to hit a New Melodic Rock and Roll track.
It's Just Another Menace Sunday.
Thank you.
No one ever believes me when I tell them that I have never in the many decades that I've been on the radio played Sonic Youth. I haven't. So that's a premiere for me. And you're saying, well, Dennis the Menace, why did you decide to suddenly play Sonic Youth now? Because I have all these Sonic Youth CDs that are sitting on the shelf, and the new one, The Eternal, which it says came out June 9th, so you probably already have it. It's probably old school to you. But I listened, and they were tracks that I liked. That one is called Antenna, track number 4, the new album by Sonic Youth called The Eternal. You can get it on a double vinyl set, or CD, or digital. All of the media. Isn't that exciting? Gosh golly jeepers. It's hour number 2 of this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday. We call it New Melodic Rock and Roll. For those of you who regularly listen, you know it's just music that I've piled up and I like. I am live in the studio, which is very rare, but since Gentleman Reg was coming in live, I think in the 5 years, this is show number 290. I think that in the 5 years, I've done the show live, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. But that's what we do. 751-KUSF, 751-5873 if you want to say hello live. I have some killer concert tickets. I left my piece of paper at home in the other bag. It's the disadvantage of being on live. But I do remember one great concert that I have tickets to for you. And Pass is coming up soon to the new Woody Allen movie with Larry David that I'm looking forward to seeing. So there you go. This is an EP by a band called Anderson. They are actually a pop duo from the Netherlands. And I don't think you've heard them here before, unless, of course, you hang out and listen to Dutch radio stations. But this EP is from an upcoming album. They are going to be coming to San Francisco. We are going to have them on hour number 1 of this radio show. So let's listen to Anderson on Just Another Menace Sunday.
You run into Trevor Benson. stereotype. I know you are surprised. I know, 'cause I'm surprised.
Tell me, why do we keep on digging up bones?